Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
What's up? What happened when your feet weren't on the ground? 206-803-ROUND.
All right, we just scuba dive. Scuba, not snorkel. Scuba.
My uncle does it. He loves it. He says it's much
would
again
you do
much
it?
More comfortable than snorkeling. I would give that a shot for sure.
Because right. I know bungee jumping's a. You're asking me about yeah. scuba dive? I mean, how deep are we talking,
the whole thing. I'm like, I know you're afraid of the ocean. Would you scuba dive? Because now you can see everything that's going on under there. You can breathe under there. You got fins so that you could swim nice and fast.
Well,
like, does that alleviate any of the fear?
Hell no. Yeah. No. Look, man, I understand. I got protected. Yes, I can breathe. Yes, I can swim faster with all that good stuff. But I don't feel any more secure about my environment.
No.
You know? It's sure. kind of like, hey, man, we gave you some brass knuckles and a butcher knife. Go hang out with a lion. Like,
Jesus.
It doesn't make me feel any better.
Mike, do I have a goal or am I just scuba diving?
Just scuba diving.
Like, am I grabbing lobsters or, like, spear fishing?
Just checking out the reef down there. You're looking at all the fish.
I know scuba diving, like, Elliott Bay.
At night?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Here's an intelligent.
Oh, now you're out.
That's Mike, different, dude. Mike, water's creepy at night.
Mike, here's an intelligent wife.
You're
mama.
Creepy at night.
Okay. We're on vacation and we are snorkeling, but we have fins on.
Yeah.
So if you want to take a dive, depending on your ears and how far you can dive down.
Sure.
You get my wife was a swimmer, so mm-hmm. she was pretty good at diving, and the lower she went down, it didn't bother. So we're on this big wall, and she dives down, I dive down. And she stops for a minute. She's looking around. She comes back up, and she's like, hey, you got to see this on this wall. This fish is smiling at me.
Fish do not smile.
So then she takes off and goes down, right? And, again, it's a pretty good wall, and there's a current going through there because we were in a cove, and now we're out kind of where the water's coming through. So I dive down there, and as I'm diving down, she's in front of me, and I see this huge green moray eel come out of the wall about a foot and a half, all right? And
is that what she thinks is smiling?
It was probably about 8 inches wide. I mean, this thing was thick. Goes back in. She goes right in front of that hole. She grabs my arm, and she's like, and I'm like, and I grabbed her arm, and I mean, I swam as hard as I could up to the top, and I'm like, baby, that's a moray eel, man. I mean, like, they'll just take a chunk out of you for fun, man. And she's like, and then I looked in the entire wall. Was filled with moray eels in these holes because they sat there waiting for the small fish
right.
to swim by them. Boom, 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 boom.
Or very dumb snorkeling.
They just come out, man, and they just peck them off, you know what I mean, and go right back into their hole. And that's how they hunt.
This is a grown-ass woman who thought that it was smiling.
She thought that this thing...
Well, like, their teeth kind of stick
out.
But
it's not smiling.
That's what I said.
I know, but still...
And that's what I said.
It's like our buddy Simple Jack over there at the Peak of the Lake. He's not actively eating an apple. It just looks like he's trying to.
Yeah. Right. Yes. Another trip, she goes, look, there's a baby shark. And I'm like, where's the mom at? I mean, because like anything else, babies, right? I mean, like.
Do baby sharks hang out?
I don't know that.
Until you have an answer, like, I'm going to leave it alone.
Hey.
Yeah. I mean, according to the song they did.
Baby shark?
Baby shark.
Yeah.
I need to listen to that song more. Get my shark knowledge.
I'm not sure how accurate the song is, or just for children. Yeah. But there is baby shark.
Well,
the
baby
mom
shark is still about 2 feet
dad
long.
Dad shark.
Grandma shark.
Yeah, grandma shark.
You know, like baby cub. I mean, get
I mean, mammals. I know. I don't know the shark. Either way, even a baby shark, I might just leave it alone.
I'm out. What happened when your feet weren't on the ground? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
What's
How are you doing?
Hola. Oh, good news, Miles.
Hola, bicholas. It's been a while since I talked to you. Last time I called you guys, I was talking about flip-flops.
Well, that must have been...
It's almost summer.
Yeah.
The Sharks abandoned their children.
Flip-flops. Now we got a different story going on. I'm in Las Vegas. It's 1991. I'm going to watch Santana open for the Dead. Nice. And I'm very back row in the horseshoe of UNLV. And as I'm on a heavy trip, beautiful, two hits, all of our friends having a great time. It was a long show because Santana ended up dropping with them. Basically, I go from the top row, very back middle, and I decide I'm going to fly. And I jump forward, and it turns out as I jump forward, my friends start to catapult me like a rock star jumping into a crowd, and hands start catapulting me down, and I go down. And next thing you know, I'm going down like 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 people, and I'm starting to go down with my feet backing up and my arms out. And
Bedroom Colors, here are the seven words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother...
He's reliving that, man.
Please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
A little crowd serving.
All right, Tom, how long were you...
I apologize.
Sorry, man. How
get
long...
a little worked up there, Tom.
Just fired up, man. I've done almost a sheet of acid in my life, and it's been since I was 25, so I've had a lot of lucidity.
How long did they keep you up there?
I would say it felt like, I swear to God, it felt like, I'd say 3-4 minutes, but it probably was about more like 10-15 seconds.
Now, did you end up staying down there? Since you're
I basically, what happened?
Oh, God!
Once again, Bedroom Colors.
Jesus!
Seven words you can't say on the radio.
We believe you!
Jesus! Mother. And please keep those words in mind when calling. Now, back to the program.
We need to reach out to management and say, like, look, man, now, we know this is going to sound, but we play the, hey, these are the words you can't say. Can we play it unbeeped so that there's no question about the words you cannot say?
You know what it is? I think sometimes people just get too comfortable using the S word.
Yeah,
I mean, even us in public, right?
Absolutely.
Like you don't curse around your kids, but I feel like if I heard you curse around, the first slip up would probably be the S word.
It'd be an S word.
Because, like, I was conscious of it visiting family, but for some reason the S word comes out. So, like, he didn't even think about it.
Nope.
Ted, you know,
he just said it again.
Danny from the morning show, he's got his daughter in here, right?
All right.
Okay. We're all Ryan's in here, and you know, we're all just talking and we're hanging out and having a good time this morning. And I mean, it was I was trying to watch my mouth. Castle's not used to being around children,
which was very clear.
So it's just like, you know, every other word, I'm like, ah.
And you know, he's just dropping F bombs. He's not angry. You know, he's just talking.
Yeah, exactly.
So F and F, and then he realizes like, Danny's daughter's standard, so he's like, yes, sorry, I'm not a role model. And then goes right back to talking. I'm just like.
So, I mean, some people, and you don't realize it until you're like, I don't know. There's just some people that just every other word is a curse word.
For sure.
And then it's like, right? Like, you got to, I mean, yeah, I was at a cookout at my buddy's house, and like, his kids are there. And there was a couple people that just. One of my friends said, quote, like, this meal F's.
Right.
Oh. And we were like, easy. Like, this is the third time I have told you. And, like, you're sitting next to him, right? Like, he's in middle school.
Funny, my kid actually asked me the other day. He's like,
she was right, though. The food was delicious.
Dad, I want to see the boys. I was like, look, bro, I want you to see it. When you get older, you can. I said, your mother put it in good perspective. You're more likely to see Deadpool unedited than the boys. And it's like, I know a lot of bad words. I said, there's like 10 you don't know.
Right.
And there's a character named Butcher who uses them all, bro. And I.
The boys is rough for me.
Yeah,
I'm 43, and I'm like, ooh.
Good God, man.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for. Sit and spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, look who it is. Terry Daly, C-Biggs, what's happening?
Greetings, gentlemen.
Yes. What's up? What's new and exciting?
You know what? We got to hang out with Thrill on Friday for our live broadcast, the very first live broadcast of the Daily Migs Show. And someone texted in this morning and said, who got the drunkest? And I said, Thrill.
That is very possible. My wife very specifically said, hey, let's not get drunk. Or it's like 9:15, 9:30 in the morning, whatever.
Right.
I'm like, cool. So I roll in. Castle sees me, gets me a shot. And I'm like, well, I'm going to get a beer. But then our sales guy, Nick, kept refilling my beer cup. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to not drink it. Then a few more shots came my way. And then, and typically I'm a Jackie guy. And then one J-Mo slipped in, which gives me a much different experience. But at that point, I'm like, look, man, the boat is not anchored. You know what I mean? I'm adrift.
We've left the harbor.
There's nothing I can do about it. So she was like, epic. Well, so my wife gets a Bloody Mary. But
that's a Bloody Migsy that night?
Was it a Bloody Migsy?
Yeah, we renamed
it. Here's the thing about your Bloody Migsy. So normally they salt the rim.
They sugared the rim.
They sugared the rim.
Oh, no.
Which really, it turns out, not so bad.
Was it on purpose or on accident?
It was an accident. My wife goes, man, she put sugar on the rim instead of salt. So I just changed glasses. She goes, it's actually pretty good. So I tried it. It does not sound good. It was shockingly kind of nice.
It's like the salty sweet thing. You
it
know?
Sort of is. It really was.
But it threw you off at first, because at first I took a sip. I'm like, what? Why is this so sweet?
Right. Did you guys, was the broadcast smooth? All the technical stuff work?
Yeah, I think we only had one S-bomb.
All right, okay, so, but everything worked.
Yeah,
we want you to know that we've worked years to get it to the point where nothing would go wrong.
I mean, we sounded like robots from time to time. It was like a remix, an EDM remix from time to time, but it was good enough.
Could you take a phone call?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, we didn't even try to take a phone call.
All right. This is where we go wrong.
Because of you guys.
Yes, exactly.
Seriously, man.
Let's not try and take
a
phone call.
No, it'll work this time.
It'll work.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. You guys are going to Pearl Jam tonight.
We are.
So tomorrow's going to be just absolute sludge.
We might be having a sleepover together in the green room. We haven't decided yet.
Didn't you have one a couple weeks ago?
I did. After the Stones, I slept in the green room.
Yeah. Well, you might as well just put some sheets in there.
Oh, my Lord.
Have a little emergency.
Why don't we have just put bunk beds in there? I mean, at this point.
So he was just like, you should stay at Ted's. I'm like, well, Ted's no longer in downtown Seattle. I'm like, yeah, but I bet his couch is better than the one at work. I'm like, I don't know. It might be debatable. I think the couch at work is pretty nice.
Oh, man. I got two bedrooms now.
Dude, look out. Yeah. Karen, we're going to Ted's tonight.
We got
tonight.
Our own space. We're going to put bunk beds in Ted's spare bedroom.
Do you remember that dirty-ass couch that was in Taz's studio in the old building?
Don't turn the black light on.
I mean, you don't even want to know. I don't even want to know. If that couch could talk. I don't even know.
It wouldn't. It played the fifth. I saw nothing.
That couch would not talk. It would gag.
Yeah. Three-legged fletched dog throwing up on it. You know, people having sex.
That thing.
Out.
You can only flip the cushion so many times before they're completely coated.
Right. Yep. I never met a couch that had syphilis before, but there it was.
Right? So today we're going to talk about duets. It seems like that was a thing back in the day. Not so much as much anymore. I'm trying to think of the last.
You mean in the rock world?
Yeah. As far as country, they do it.
Sure.
You know,
as long as you use
Post
Malone, very important.
Whatever the deal is, but maybe one with Lizzie Hale.
Lizzie Hale did one with Corey Taylor a couple of years ago. They did a cover together.
Right, yep. But back in the day, it seemed like it was always like Stevie Nicks with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Or whoever it was. You know, you got together and you did duets. Motown was famous for that with Marvin Gaye, Tammy Montgomery, or Terrell, or any of those guys. But
yeah, Motown hung their hat on that, for sure.
But they're saying that these are the greatest duets in rock and roll history. And this comes from...
Does anyone come to mind when you hear that? The only one I suggested... Not because I like the song, I just thought it'd be there. Mike said it's not on the list. Was Lita Ford and Ozzy?
That's the one I was just thinking.
Okay, right. Because when you think rock and you think duet, at the time that was massive. Mike's like, not on the list. I'm like, oh, genius.
Which
forever.
Makes this list invalid.
I think it's like Rum DMC. Does that count?
It should.
All right.
Okay. We're gonna find out as these are the 10 greatest duets in rock history.
10, number 10.
Just the two of us.
Oh,
is this rock?
We can make it if we try.
I mean, it's a great duet. I don't think rock when I hear this.
Are we just kind of bending the rules like we do at Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
We must be.
Yeah.
I mean, look, you're going to get some ass if you play the song at the right time.
Yeah.
Certainly.
Bill Withers, he's a West Virginian. He never got the same question that I always get. Don't you have an accent? No one else, Bill Withers, about that.
I don't know. I haven't been hanging with Bill where anyone asked him.
Yeah, exactly. So that's, is that Grover Washington Jr.?
Correct.
With Bill? Okay, that's it.
Who ever heard anything about Grover Washington Sr.? I was heard Grover Washington Jr. I'm like, who's his dad that we need the Jr.?
That's just a very presidential name, too, by the way. Yes. Grover Washington.
You're a Muppet or a president.
Yeah.
These are the 10 greatest duets in rock history.
Number nine.
The boys of the
Does anyone know the song?
I mean, it's got to either be Dropkick Murphys or no. Is it the Pogues?
The Pogues.
It's the Pogues.
The Pogues. The original band.
Fairy Tale of New York with Christy McCall from 1987.
Okay.
I've never seen the Pogues.
At the end?
Yeah.
But I've seen Shane McGowan himself. And he sits on stage. This was years ago. and he just puts two fingers to his mouth, and somebody walks him out a lit cigarette.
Damn.
The entire show. And he was drinking a pint of vodka.
I say, did he beat anyone up? I mean,
it was a great show, but I've heard it depends on which night you see him.
Sure, sure.
I feel like that's like Dennis Leary's favorite band. It just gives him
that
vibe,
makes
right?
sense, yeah.
Sounds
yeah.
like the intro music to a 7:30 PBS kids show.
Which is funny. If you go to a Pogues concert, that's a rough and tumble crowd.
Yeah.
Take greatest duets to rock history.
Number 8.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
So this is where I have beef. Steve has heard me talk about my beef.
What is your beef?
This is not a duet because they're a group.
Right, it's like Hall & Oates.
Yeah,
that's not
right,
a duet.
I don't consider this a duet.
No,
I would agree with
that. Because every song they do is a duet.
Yeah, it's called Simon and Garfunkel. So you'd expect them to freaking sing, right? Yeah, this is not a duet.
You know, Ted's more of a Garfunkel guy.
I am totally
Garfunkel.
He is
very much all Garfunkel. He had a Team Garfunkel shirt. You can wear the wig.
Loggins and Messina. Not a duet. 10 greatest duets in rock history.
Number 7.
But I'm going hungry.
At least now we have a rock song.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, all right. We can all agree on this.
Here, okay. Taryn and I had an argument about this one.
All right.
Do you feel that Eddie Vedder is in Temple of the Dog? Like a band member of Temple of the Dog?
I don't. Now, look, let me qualify this.
Suck it.
When you bring up Temple the Dog, he is not the singer that comes to mind. He comes to mind on this song, but not for the band. But I do recognize that he... Look, it's like the keyboard player in Bon Jovi. Like, bro, we know you're there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But nobody's here for you. And it's nothing against Eddie Vedder, but with Temple of the Dog, it was about Cornell. Like,
and,
I'm sorry.
And supporting what you guys are saying, when the Temple of the Dog reunion happened,
he did not show up. Right, the rest of the band were there.
Maybe because they heard Meg's trashing.
Yeah.
I just don't think Eddie Vedder is in Temple of the Dog.
He's okay,
just,
well, that's enough for me to feel bad. Like, guys, I love the show, but Meg's gave me a complex. People don't think I'm part of the freaking band.
Why don't you tell them tonight?
I already made my sign.
You're a fraud, Vedder.
You're not. Your sign says you're not.
You're not in Temple of the Dog.
10 greatest duets in rock and roll history.
Number 6.
Put your little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can't climb.
Teeny tiny hand girl. Well, I'll tell you what, that makes every man feel better than dates or no, doesn't it?
Take a picture of that. It looks bigger.
Look at that. I look huge.
Yeah, you want a girl with small hands if she's going to hold your junk. It makes your junk look bigger.
Yeah.
Come on, Mike. Totally. Your big-handed wife.
Yeah. Does Cher have small hands?
I'm in. It just got hotter. Sad but true, what men think, Cher.
Cher seems like she'd have long fingers.
Yes!
You think so?
Yeah.
Long but gentle.
Mm.
I don't think gentle, man. I think she's gripping that bitch tight.
You think like a kung fu grip?
Yeah, man. Yeah, Cher's like the old G.I. Joe doll.
With her hand on there, it looks like an Oreo cookie. Does she know anything about Cher?
Not ever having an Oreo cookie again.
Number 5. I hear the chorus of thunder.
Sandy Denny with Led Zeppelin for the Battle of Evermore.
Okay. Well, this makes sense why the Love Mongers. I never knew
that
this was
version so great.
So good.
I didn't know this was a duet. I mean, I just assumed it was Zeppelin.
Same.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it is a duet. We've always known the song. I knew the chick was singing. I just, some reason, it's kind of like back to your boy Eddie not being in Temple of the Dog.
He's like, not.
I know you're there, lady, but I just never even thought to learn your name.
It's like the total eclipse of a heart guy.
Right. Like, no, you're there too, right.
He's just this dude that just goes, turn around.
These are the... with your small hands. These are the 10 greatest duets in rock history.
Number 4.
Had to be on the list.
Absolutely great song. Iconic.
This checks all the boxes.
For sure.
What it should be. Rock, duets, you know, all that stuff. Greatest said duets in rock history on Sit and Spin.
Small hands, too.
Number 3.
So you had a little trouble in town.
Stevie Nicks just celebrated her 76th birthday.
Damn.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It's a big number.
Do you think that this lends...
Yeah, it was good for the country. I'm a 76 guy.
Ah, okay.
Would you do a duet with someone like Dolly Parton used to do back in the day with whoever it was, Porter Wagoner, whatever, or Kenny Rogers? Like, are they making... Are they, you know what I mean? Like,
what happened to sex?
Yeah.
I mean, I think Kenny and Dolly were. They really seemed to be like...
I mean, I think Stevie Nicks
was on a lot of sex. You got to look at the other person. You got to feel the emotions. Kind of like, you know, Dancing with the Stars. Next thing you know, they're having sex.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason I want to go on that show.
That's right. 10 greatest duets in rock and roll history.
Number two.
There we go, Ted.
Oh, there it is. Sorry.
You think they were having sex, Mom?
Yeah. DMC and Joe Perry banged all the time.
I mean, they might have shown up and been like, oh, look, there's a hot chick. I'm like, no, man, that's a lead singer.
Yeah, that's right.
Dude looks like a lady.
Yeah.
What a mouth, though.
Plump These lips. Are the-
I'll give it a go.
Small hands and plump lips.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. They burst through the wall.
10 greatest duets in rock and roll history.
One, number one.
I mean, again, just going to the rock thing. Like, it's a fine song. I guess this would be rock at the time, sort of, maybe.
Ish.
Yeah.
Ish.
Ish.
But it makes you really blows your mind that Lita Ford and Ozzy Osbourne song are not on this list when all these other songs are.
It's just the first one that comes to mind when you say a rock duo. And look, if apparently a rock duo is just any duo that's mildly upbeat, so here we go.
Well, they have that a list of 20. So something that didn't make the top 10. Elton John and Kiki D, Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
All right.
Okay. You Got the Look, Prince and Sheena Easton.
Oh, yeah.
U2 BB King, When Love Comes to Town.
Ugh.
Bring the Noise, Anthrax, and
that's a great song. That's a great song.
And Take Me Home Tonight, Eddie Money and the Beautiful Ronnie
Take
Spector.
Me Home Tonight.
I didn't even know that was a duet.
I didn't either, to be honest with you.
Guys, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Good luck tomorrow morning as you recover from the Pearl Jam show tonight.
We'll put Andy's mints in the green room for
it. Yeah.
Thanks. Yes. Show of the day is on the way. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This is what I felt horrible about. It was obviously a mistake. So my brother comes into town, and he's going to be here for like 3 or 4 days. He's doing business in Seattle. You're staying with me.
All right.
This is when I moved to Fremont. So about a week before that, I ended up at the Home Depot.
All right.
And I got myself a gas grill. So it took me... God, what seems like 2 days to put this damn thing together because it was in a box. I did not buy a floor model. I bought the one that they had on sale in a box. So every night I would work on this thing a little bit more. I put the entire thing together. All good. 2 days later, I finally make it down to the U-Haul place, get some propane.
Get the propane filled up.
Mm-hmm. My brother comes into town. Keep in mind, this is in the winter months. One of the reasons I bought the
brother
grill.
Brother or brother-in-law?
My brother.
Okay.
The grill's on sale, winter months. It's in a box. They don't have those things out. You know what I mean? It's just like they're having a sale because it's the winter time. It's getting darker earlier on. It's the rainy season, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But now I've got this whole rig put together. It's on my deck. I've got a grill. I've got the propane. We're going to make steaks. We're going to fire this bad boy up, right?
All right.
So I go to the, me and my brother, we go to the Safeway in Ballard. Now, it's not the best lit parking lot. It's not the worst lit parking lot, but it's raining. It's dark. All those things. My brother and I, we go in, we get our stuff. We're walking out. I look at the car. All right. Now, keep in mind, I just got this car. So this is the car I drive now.
Yeah.
All right. So I hadn't had it very long. It's in the parking lot, and there is someone who's at the door, and they are shaking the handle. All right? But all I see is a hood, okay? And they are kind of hunched over the door of the car. So we've only got a couple bags. I'm carrying them. I hand them to my brother, and I'm like, all right. When this person was shaking the handle, my car has an alarm on it. But when you shake it initially or you try to open it up, it just beeps at you.
Yeah.
Like, tweet, tweet. And the lights kind of, like, give you a little warning before it goes full
alarm. Before it goes full alarm.
Full alarm, all right?
Yeah, it's the snake rattle.
So my car is doing this tweet, tweet, and I see the lights, and I'm like, are you kidding me? We were in there for no more than 10 minutes. We grabbed a couple steaks, a couple potatoes, whatever the hell we got. We are out the door, and now, in that amount of time, someone's going to try to steal my effing car, right? So I am pissed. So with my hand as hard as I could, my right hand, I went up to, their back is facing, they're looking into my car window, and I take my right hand, and I hit them on the left shoulder, boom, like, hey, buddy, as hard as I, like, smack, you know, like, on the shoulder. It's a woman who's at least 60 years old.
Oh damn, dude.
She's got a hood on.
Because it's raining?
She had a white Toyota RAV4, basically the same car that I own, okay? And it's literally 2 to 3 cars down from my vehicle.
Yeah.
She thought that was her car. And I mean, I gave that shoulder a little bit of force and a little pull back because I'm about ready to turn around.
Yeah, you're pissed.
I'm gonna drop this person. I'm gonna knock this guy out, right?
All right.
And she had this terrifying look on her face.
She's probably scared to death.
Oh my God. And my brother's like, he's ready too. My brother's, you know, he's a bigger guy. And he's ready to jump as well. And I mean, she turned around and I kind of almost, before I saw her, we're gonna throw his ass up against the door. Yeah. Because I thought some dude was trying to steal my car.
This young man.
Mm-hmm. And this woman looked at me and she's like, I can't get into my car. And I was like, oh, God, no. Oh, no. So I was like, ma'am, this is my car. I am so sorry. I did not mean to hit your shoulder that hard.
You probably separated her shoulder.
I did not mean to turn you around quickly by your jacket. I did not mean to do any of this stuff.
Oh, no, you meant to do all of it just to a different person.
Right.
An 18-year-old dude.
Yeah. Right. But she also had a couple garbage. She had a couple of grocery bags. Between her feet. So I thought, okay, I'm like, oh my God. And then I like kind of walk around. I'm like, what kind of car do you drive? And she told me. And I was like, oh ma'am, I'm sorry. It's right over here. Like, please. I was like, are you okay? Is your shoulder okay? And she's like, I'm just, hold on. Just give me a second. Oh, like she was, I was no. like, man. Oh man. My brother's like, smooth.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a good look.
Person, place, or thing. Who mistook what for what? 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Eric. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I've been lucky enough to travel a bit, and just about all the countries I've been to, Iceland, Norway, the Netherlands, they always mistake me for a local.
I'm guessing you have what, blonde hair, pale skin, blue eyes?
Yes, sir.
Because when I was in Ireland, no one thought I was a local.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the best one was I was in Iceland during, I think it was the 2018 World Cup.
All right.
This was the first time Iceland was in the World Cup, so everybody there was going nuts, a lot of beer everywhere. And the teams that I root for didn't qualify. So, you know, I bought some Iceland gear and hanging out, having a good time with my buddy, drinking a lot. And one of the bars, I go into the bathroom. It's packed, so I just take the urinal. A guy comes next to me wearing full U.S. gear. And he's just going, oh, man, I'm so happy to be here with you guys during this. And there was a lot of alcohol, so I let the fact that he's talking to me go. But then it got to the point where I'm like, dude, I was born in Washington. Like, I'm an American.
Did he believe you?
I don't know if he did.
I mean, though, if you're a white guy in Iceland, I would just assume you're Icelandic, too.
Well, you said blonde hair, blue eyes, that goes a long way, right?
Yeah.
That's part, because that's just what you picture. Whether or not that's true, I don't know, but that's what you picture. Have you visited anywhere that's not these northern places? Like, I don't know, went to Spain and people still thought you were Norwegian or something.
No. Nothing like that. It also doesn't help that my hair is long.
Okay. Yeah. That's definitely more of a U.S. thing than almost anywhere else.
That'd be a cool experience, though. I mean, to be in the home country when they're playing in the World Cup. And that's
We've had that experience before. Right here in the good old US of A.
Yes, we do. Yeah. Ted, did you get in the back of like a Prius or something, or somebody's car at a, like at a
bar? Oh, God, yeah, Milwaukee. We were on like our tailgate trip.
Yeah.
But like we weren't going to a game. We just picked Milwaukee to kind of meet in the middle of the country.
Sure.
So same thing, like the Brewers were playing in a playoff game. So basically it's kind of like we tailgated the whole day, but we didn't have tickets to the playoff game. So then it's later in the night. My brother and Will, they got to fly back to the East Coast. They've already gone home. Me and my buddy Marshawn, we're putting down some drinks. And then finally I got to go. And I'm looking for this Uber, and same thing. It's like white RAV4 or whatever. So I go up to a white RAV4, try on the door. It won't work. And then like I start knocking. And I mean, that dude put down his window and was like, you're doing too much. Get the F away from my car.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, he was pissed, right? And not in a good mood. So yeah, that's bad. I blatantly once just hopped in the back seat of an Uber and I go, hey, there's a book bag back here. And she goes, that's my bag. Why are you in my car? And I was like, oh my God. It was a Prius. It was right out front of my house. So that's
want more of the Men's Room? Download the new podcast from Miles and Thrill, The Greatest Story Never Told. Available on radio.com. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef and I.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Today I got a list of some controversial food opinions.
Controversial food opinions.
Okay. You guys have any food opinions you think are controversial?
I don't think they're controversial, but every once in a while I'll throw it out there and people get mad.
I'll tell you the one that people hate the most for me is sweet potato French fries suck.
Well, you're just wrong. Nothing controversial about
that. They're dry, not that great. I'd rather have a whole sweet potato than sweet potato fries. Is that controversial?
Yeah, because you're wrong.
Okay.
How does that make it controversial?
Sweet potato fries are delicious.
There's no controversy. No. He's just wrong.
These are
crinkle cut fries.
You're wrong again.
Jesus, what are you, like 10?
Because I don't like sweet potato fries.
No, because you like crinkle cut.
They have their moments.
Yeah.
They are the
grade
worst.
Grade school, cafeteria. Mm-hmm. All right, some of these are more kind of statements as well. Okay.
All right.
So number one on the list, dipping French fries in mayonnaise is awesome.
Oh. I have no problem. I mean, it's not my favorite, but I don't mind it.
Yeah, I mean, when you think aioli or you think of ranch, I mean, that's the base of it. Same with blue cheese dressing.
So recently I was at an airport and the only restaurant bar close to the gate was a French bistro.
Lucky you.
Right. So the appetizers were French onion soup or escargot.
Ooh. Are you being serious?
Whoa. I am being dead
serious.
This is
the only place open by your gate at the airport.
Correct.
I can get escargot. Okay.
What did you get?
So I said, all right, right? I got to kill like two. I said, I'll get an order of French fries, right?
All right.
Guy brings them over. He goes, ketchup? I said, I'm good on ketchup. I said, do you have any ranch? We don't serve ranch here. Do you have any mustard? I don't have mustard. What else you got? He's like, mayonnaise. So I got some mayonnaise. It's fine. Well, I don't really care for it. I know English people.
Yeah, that is their go-to condiment.
And then when I was in high school, man, there was just, you could get all the free mayonnaise and ketchup you wanted.
So he makes them.
And everybody would mix basically like fry sauce.
Yeah, make a fry sauce.
Also, as my one drunk friend did, and he's got an English passport as well, don't ever yell in a bar loudly, I demand mayo reparations. Came off looking like some racist.
Might work in England, maybe not here.
Sour candy is overrated.
It's not my favorite, but I never thought it was highly rated.
48% of people agree with this.
It's not my favorite, but I can't say it's overrated. I don't mind it.
Mm. It's I think people, like a Jolly Rancher, not bad.
But that's not sour.
That's not even sour. They're
not talking about candy. They're just saying sour candy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like sour Skittles, sour ropes, sour Sketty.
Okay. Sour Sketty, that's a thing.
You never had sour Sketty?
Never had sour Sketty.
Oh, yeah. It comes in a bag and it's thin like spaghetti, but just a little sour stuff.
All right. Okay.
And I think if you like sour, that's got to be a thing. Like, sure. I have one buddy. I'm with him. We've been on the search for years, like extreme warheads or whatever. Like, I like sour candy.
You also like vinegar, right?
Love it.
I just got to think, if you really like sour candy, you probably also like vinegar. I love vinegar, and I'm okay with sour candy. It's fine.
I'd rather have sour candy than sour beer.
Yes.
God, I don't get that.
I like sour beers, but again, that's one of those, you have one, maybe two, and that's it for the
day. It's got to be an acquired taste.
All right, next one. Miles, you'll enjoy this one. Sweet potato fries are trash 99% of the time.
Oh, yeah.
61% of people agree with you, and it's not my fault that some of these people have dulled their taste buds.
Mm-hmm. I think they're delicious.
I love sweet potato fries. Sweet potato tops.
I might as well just chew on the Amazon box that comes to my door.
runny eggs, fried, poached, over easy are the best eggs. 63% agree with that.
I think it's situational for me. Like, some people, it just grosses them out. I understand. It's not going to happen. It depends what I have to, quote unquote, sop up the yolk with. You know what I mean?
Like, if I'm eating sunny side up eggs, I'm with you. If I got a piece of toast or something.
Money. Because now it's like, okay, egg gravy.
What's the universal best way to have an egg? In my mind.
In your mind? I don't know.
Yeah. What would you say?
Scrambled, probably.
That's cooked.
Yeah.
Correct. So to me, like, that's. Look, I like a runny egg. I like all kinds of different style eggs. Mm-hmm. But I think universally, you can do more with scrambled eggs.
I think you can. Right. They're more usable, so to speak. Can, but you know, if I just want, like, and back to Ted's point. Give me some toast that you cut in a triangle. Give me a fried egg with that runny yolk. I'm happy as a pig.
Oh, me too.
Ass.
Me too.
Yeah, Thurl, I think you nailed it, though. It is situational.
Right.
There's sometimes I really have you toast. Want a runny egg, but, like, I can't tell you the last time I cooked anything besides scrambled eggs in my own home.
Well, really? I've been doing a lot of runnies lately. Right. For whatever reason, like, if it's just for me, I do the fried egg with the runny yolk. If the kids are involved, they get scrambled.
Always choose cookies over cake. 65% of people agree with this.
Most of the time I do, but again, I prefer cookies in general over cake, but it depends on the cake you're offering.
Correct. It seems like, you know, cookies are normally consistently better. Sometimes you'll take a bite of cake and go, this is amazing.
Right.
But that's not always the case.
You know what my aunt did over the week last weekend? She just made cookies in a brownie pan.
Yeah, and it's one giant cookie brownie.
But there was no brownie in it. It was just
that's what I mean.
Big ass cookie.
Yeah.
Why does that taste better?
I don't know, but I'm with you.
Is there legitimately difference?
I kept asking. I was like, Libby, is there something else? That
it keeps
like, no.
The moisture in the cookie because it doesn't have the edges.
You know what? That might be it.
All right, Mike, you're going to be offended by this one. Cheez-Its are great, but extra toasty Cheez-Its are hitting it. Heinous.
They're heinous?
Gross.
What in the world? No, they're fantastic. That little extra toast, man, that's where it's at.
You're the only person I know that really likes it. You left them some at my house.
Oh, yeah.
I had three.
So you would leave them too?
I would. I'm not the biggest Cheez-It guy.
Sure.
I like them, but the extra toasty, it's like, these are burnt.
Do they taste burnt too?
You know what? I shouldn't say that. When Mike brought them over, I was like, they're fine. But there is people like Mike that really like them extra toasty.
Okay. Right.
I mean, I suppose I could bring in a couple different boxes and we could put them side by side.
Yeah, I didn't know that even existed.
Me neither.
Just it's like having your toast where it is technically warm, or does it have just a little bit of brown on it?
Okay.
I'm with you. Okay. Creamy foods are heaven sent. Foods like potato salad, chicken salad, macaroni salad, deviled eggs. 71% of people agree with that.
I enjoy those foods.
I agree with that in general. There's a few where I'm a little on the fence. Like, I love chicken salad. Don't add dried cranberries and walnuts and all that crap, but just standard chicken salad. And the potato salad is so hit and miss. Like, good potato salad is unbeatable, but I feel like that's maybe 15% of the time.
Yeah. I would also, a piece of advice from the head chef.
Mm-hmm.
You start a meal with oysters and deviled eggs. It's not going to end well.
Yeah, I like both of those things a lot. I just feel like whatever's happening in my stomach is real, real bad.
Mm-hmm. Pickles are hands down one of the best foods ever invented. 72% of people agree.
Incorrect.
Look, I love pickles. Like yesterday, I don't know if you saw me when we had the barbecue in there. I just kept picking out pickles. But pickles are one of those things that are cut and dry. I feel like people either like, if you like them, you kind of love them. Or if you just don't like them.
I just don't like them. So there's a place that across from our watering hole, the Jewish deli up there.
Yeah.
And they have fantastic sandwiches, bagels, and all
this.
They
have good pickles.
My wife seems to think so. She rarely gets food from there, but I'll get my food. Usually I get it as breakfast before I come in. First thing I do is pop open the lid because they put probably half of an entire kosher deli. Like, they don't skimp on it.
Yeah.
And I immediately hand it to her because she knows if the juice even touches the sandwich, it's ruined. I would rather eat a sandwich that I saw you drop on the floor than one that gets soaked in pickle juice.
Sounds good to me.
Mm-mm.
There's a time and place for processed cheese. 73% agree.
There is. It's
breakfast sandwiches.
Thank you. Definitely not my favorite. I would take shredded cheddar over at any time of the day. However, if it is a breakfast sandwich or grilled cheese, And we just have that processed stuff. I'm fine.
Macaroni and cheese. Even if you're using a blend of cheese. Yeah, I mean, it's just a meltier cheese. Cheese steaks from Philadelphia. That's cheese whiz or cheese
correct.
Whiz.
And I, to me, if American cheese to me mostly goes on breakfast sandwiches. Mm-hmm. And then cheddar is awesome. But I still have a soft spot for just a greasy little cheeseburger with American cheese.
You know what? You're right. It's fine. You know, I probably am more apt to eat it on a burger than anywhere else.
And if you're at a ballpark and they give you nachos.
Yeah.
I'd never get the cheese.
This one, shredded iceberg lettuce, is delicious on a sandwich. 75% agree. We're talking mm-hmm. about controversial food options, which is weird. If it's a turkey sandwich, mm-hmm. I don't want to shred it.
Really?
But if it's like a burger or something else.
Fried chicken sandwich, yes.
Yeah, shred it.
Why? I don't prefer lettuce. I prefer leaf lettuce because I'm going to pull it off, and it sounds stupid, but it's easier for me to grab one big leaf instead of to the side and scraping all the shredded.
I think it's so much better on a hamburger. Like all Red Robin, burgers have shredded lettuce.
I'm with you.
Big Mac. It's one of the reasons I like it.
Like if I buy a bag of shredded iceberg lettuce and I'm making burgers, like in my, for the entire time I'm grilling those burgers, like, oh, we be fancy today.
Obviously, tacos. All those
things. By the way, text came in, and this is fair. Says, I've been waiting to bring up crinkle cuts. Now, Ted and Steve remember them as baked and soggy, which is correct. So did I. I thought I'd give it another try last week in the air fryer. They're the best for an air fryer for me. I was surprised. Not going back to regular.
All right. You know what?
I have not made them in the air fryer. Correct. That's fair.
A lot of people, 75% of people agree with this. They'd rather have a greasy fast food smash burger than any fancy high-priced bistro burger.
Yeah. I think because we all kind of grew up, you got the burgers that your parents made, which 9 times out of 10 were never as good as fast food. Most of us are introduced to the real burger world through fast food, and that's the taste you get in your mouth. That's what you remember. That is what a burger is supposed to taste like. So it's not that the fancy ones are bad. They just taste fancy.
I think also they add in here, too. It's like I'm one of those people, too. Like, I want to be able to get my mouth around the damn burger.
Man, that's a good call.
And the bun, yeah.
He got a big mouth.
Broccoli and Brussels sprouts are delicious if prepared correctly. 82% of people agree with this.
Yep. I mean, if they're prepared correctly, which means you dice them up and then put them directly in the trash can, then I believe you've done it right.
Yep. And then number one on the list, 88% agree with this. You could do breakfast for dinner.
Yes.
And dinner for breakfast.
Can you? Spaghetti, kids.
I don't know. Like, I just think about eating a cold piece of pizza.
Right.
I guess that's having dinner for breakfast.
But I feel like somehow cold pizza qualifies as a breakfast dish where if you reheat it, then it would seem weird to me to see you eating it.
But that piece of pizza was after dinner. That was like the 11 o'clock pizza. Right. That wasn't dinner. That was like, hey, why don't we get a pizza?
But I'm trying to think, what dinner would you eat?
I mean, I've
for
done
breakfast?
It with myself. I don't know that I've ever just being lazy and, hungry or
but
hungover,
think of like
but
homemade.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I love a maybe piece steaks, of cold lasagna, but I've never seen a family just sit down and eat.
I've eaten cold
dinner.
Chinese, but I didn't make it. I'm trying to think, what would I make for dinner that the next morning I'm like
steak and eggs?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's still kind of breakfasty.
Once you had eggs,
do it this weekend. Wake up, they're looking forward to breakfast. Be like, shocker, we're having cheeseburgers.
All right.
I mean, look, I know your kid well enough. Like, if you had dino nuggets for breakfast, I don't think she'd care.
Hey, be fine, yeah.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Shot of the Day is coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Connect with The Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Dane. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Hola, guys.
Hola. Dean, sober, not sober.
Dane.
The great, great Dane.
Sober. I'm the guy that keeps on calling in. I got the lion and the elephant and the bungee jumping.
And the bungee jumping, yeah.
Wow, that's right, Dane. Okay, you're going
to
pick an Uber driver.
I'd love to be a fool today.
All right. What are you taking for the driver? 10-year-old kid, a person with no arms, 105-year-old woman, or a blind guy?
Oh, I've been driving since I was 10 years old, so I'd say it's 10-year-old.
All right.
You've been driving since you were 10?
Well, it was, unofficial.
I mean, obviously it was unofficial, but were you driving, like, around the property or what?
No, just, like, in, like, different farms.
Okay, yeah. I feel like if you go to a farm and there's little kids, almost every kid there can drive a vehicle.
Yeah.
All right, here's your question. What is the two-letter abbreviation for Guam?
For Guam.
Guam.
I don't know. G-U?
One and done right. day.
Yeah, don't overthink it. But hang on there. So we got you got one and done. Let us give you a true or false 50-50 question. What do we want to go with? Now, let's go with this. Left or right? Which shoulder do you throw spilled salt over?
Left.
Oh, I thought it was the right.
Two and done.
Now,
nice
you
job.
Throw it over the left shoulder because most people are right-handed. I didn't think you grabbed salt, throw it over the other shoulder. Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Jason, sober or not sober?
I am not sober, Miles.
Good for you, Jace. What are you doing over there?
I got some Bodies, man. The pub I was at was Finneke's in Monroe, and they don't have your beer, man.
So did you ask for it?
Talk to Robbie. Tell Robbie he sucks because he doesn't have your beer.
Come on, Robbie.
You tell him, Jason.
Don't be that kind of dude, Robbie.
Give me a Bodie then.
Actually, I had some Bodies the other night in place of our beer. They didn't have our beer. Got Bodies. Put down the six-pack. I felt great, man. And then I woke up the next morning. You would know that it's Wednesday morning. And I was like, oh, my God. I do not feel great.
I drank a six-pack. All right, pick an Uber driver there, Jace. 10-year-old kid, no person with no arms, 105-year-old woman, or a blind guy?
Well, I have a 10-year-old girl, and I'm pretty sure she could drive better than any of the other ones. So I'm taking the 10-year-old kid.
All right, man. Okay. Good for you. All right. Here is your question, and we do play this band on this station with some regularity. But Jeff Gutt is the current lead singer of what rock band?
Jeff Gutt?
Jeff Gutt. Beautiful name. He's the current singer of what rock band? The original singer died a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm. I'll say Seether.
Now he's still alive. Stone Temple Pilots.
Stone Temple Pilots. Well done.
Oh, STP. Oh.
That was news to me, too. I was like, really? Have they put out an album with him?
Singer already died, so that was the second one?
First and second.
Oh, God, that's right. I forgot Chester filled in, right. Being a lead singer, apparently, for Stone Temple Pilots is like playing the drums in Spinal Tap.
Not a good idea.
Yeah.
No.
For a limited time only. Yeah. All right, your question. What is the two-letter postal abbreviation for Missouri?
Missouri.
Yes, Missouri, my bad.
I'm going to say M-O.
You got it.
Nice job.
All those kill me, man. So what, M-E is Maine.
That's correct. M-S is Mississippi.
M-D is Maryland.
M-T is Montana,
that is correct.
M-A, Massachusetts. Are we missing anything?
Did we get M-S, Mississippi?
Mississippi.
Yeah. M-A, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan.
M-I, I think.
M-I? Yeah, because Minnesota is
Minnesota.
M-N, yeah.
Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska. Yeah.
Nebraska.
I was just going through alphabetical.
Nebraska.
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Dummy.
Hola.
Hola, Tom. Sober, not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Tom. Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, you're going to pick an Uber driver. Are you going to take the 10-year-old kid, the person with no arms, the 105-year-old woman, or a blind guy?
The 10-year-old driver sounds like the best option.
All right, 10-year-old is.
You say that with more confidence than I'm feeling.
Tom, we were going to put an orangutan in there, but then we watched a video of this orangutan taking a golf cart around.
Yeah.
He's just cruising
the property in Florida. And
dude, I'm telling you, this orangutan, it's not just driving the golf cart. It understands what it's doing. It takes the turns, but the thing about it, he's got his left arm just hanging out the window.
Probably got a frozen margarita and a cup holder.
Yeah, right.
I mean, this thing looks as chill as a driver could be.
Like if he'd stop by, we're like, get in. You'd be like, I trust you.
I would actually trust that orangutan.
Okay, where are we going, man?
Can you imagine if he ran the drink cart?
That would be awesome.
Oh, man, it's the drink orangutan.
He is heavy-handed. Have you picked anything up yet? Just look at his hands.
He just give heavy pours.
Yeah, 8 down shots, bro, I'm telling you.
And if you don't buy anything, he smacks you.
What's a little nipple tweak?
From the if you pull his nipple, it's free. Orangutans are known for that kind of thing. Huh? Yes,
they are.
Yeah.
They're just crazy little guys.
You go to the zoo, pull his nipple, and it's like, all right.
God, I feel like that'd be a quick beating.
Oh, my God.
Like, what happened to Ted? Well, he went to the zoo and twisted the nipple of the orangutan.
You're not going to believe
it
the...
beat him to death.
You're not going to believe the corporate email that we just got.
Yeah, what?
Hang on. Odyssey invites you to join their Uber for Business accounts.
Oh, no.
Will it be a 10-year-old kid?
He's not kidding. We literally just got that.
Is that money for that?
I think it's a suggestion that we all get second jobs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dang. Oh, you misunderstood. Yeah. You're driving for us now.
Yeah, exactly.
We just take 50% of the proceeds.
Right. And your tips.
Yes.
Okay. Here's your question. J.P. Morgan, powerful banker who helped finance railroads, organized several major corporations. He's said to be the inspiration for what game's mascot?
The Monopoly Man.
One and done.
Yes, indeed, man. All right, before we let you go, it's your one and done. All right, here we go. Left or right, which ear did Van Gogh cut off?
The left ear.
Back to the over-the-shoulder.
Back to the right-handed.
Yeah, exactly.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Can't we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast Officer Anthony Hare, that is his name, Anthony Hare of the San Diego Police Department. Now, Officer Hare had been assisting in the arrest of individuals suspected of car theft, while one of the suspects was a woman with an outstanding bench warrant. So, all Officer Hare had to do was drive her from the scene to the police station so she could be processed. But the woman, well, she had other ideas. She actually propositioned our hero as she's sitting in the back of the squad car asking him if he's single and saying, quote, I'm down to F right now. Now, Officer Hare asked her not to say such things because his body cam was on and everything is recorded. But that didn't stop her. She's like, whatever, man, I want to have sex with you. Well, at some point, the body cam video, it was turned off. And Officer Hare and the woman, well, they had sex. But the question is, how do we know? Because it's not like he went back and bragged about it. But this is how we find out. You see, he overlooked one very important detail about police cruisers, which is, Ted, if you're in the back, what do the back doors not do from the inside?
Open.
That is correct. Back doors lock from the outside and cannot be opened from the inside. Now, he did not think of this, went back there and had sex. So he had to radio other officers to get his ass out of there. Mm. But when the officers showed up, they questioned, what are you doing? And I kind of like his excuse. He said, look, man, I thought she was having a medical episode, right? So I pulled over onto a residential street under some trees, climbed in the back to assist her. They said, okay. That's a good story. We're just wondering, why is there so much semen everywhere?
Yay.
So no pun intended, he then came clean. Oh, he has since resigned. Not fired, but he resigned.
And I want to say the headline I saw on the body cam, she was like, I'm DTF.
Oh, yeah. Dude, she was, yeah. And he's just like, oh, say it, it's being recorded. And then he got to town. But again, yeah, those cruiser doors are open from the inside and the back. Oops.
I mean, that happened at Super Troopers. It's a comedy.
Yeah, fine point. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Aw, oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
Game is Big Dummy 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Dane. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, guys.
Hola. Dean, sober, not sober.
Dane.
The
great, great Dane. Sober. I'm the guy that keeps on calling in. I got the lion and the elephant and the bungee jumping.
And the bungee jumping, yeah.
Oh, that's right, Dane. Okay, you're going to pick an Uber driver.
I'd love to be a fool today.
All right. What are you taking for the driver? 10-year-old kid, a person with no arms, 105-year-old woman, or a blind guy?
Oh, I've been driving since I was 10 years old, so I'd say it's 10-year-old.
All right.
You've been driving since you were 10?
Well, it was, unofficial.
I mean, obviously it was unofficial, but were you driving, like, around the property or what?
No, just, like, in, like, different farms.
Okay, yeah. I feel like if you go to a farm and there's little kids, almost every kid there can drive a vehicle.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, here's your question. What is the two-letter abbreviation for Guam?
For Guam?
Guam.
I don't know. G-U?
One and done, Dave.
Yeah, don't overthink it, but hang on there. So we got you got one and done. Let us give you a true or false 50-50 question. What do we want to go with? Now, let's go with this. Left or right? Which shoulder do you throw spilled salt over?
Left.
Oh, I thought it was the right.
Two and done.
You throw it over the left shoulder because most people are right-handed.
Hey,
I didn't think you grabbed salt, throw it over the other shoulder. Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Jason, sober or not sober?
I am not sober, Miles.
Good for you, Jace. What are you doing over there?
I got some Bodies, man. The pub I was at was Finicky's in Monroe, and they don't have your beer, man.
So did you ask for it?
Talk to Robbie. Tell Robbie he sucks because he doesn't have your beer.
Come on, Robbie.
Yeah, you tell him, Jason.
Don't be that kind of dude, Robbie.
Give me a Bodie then.
Actually, I had some Bodies the other night in place of our beer. They didn't have our beer. Got Bodies. Put down the six-pack. I felt great, man. And then I woke up the next morning. You would know that it's Wednesday morning. And I was like, oh, my God. I do not feel great.
I drank a six-pack. All right, pick an Uber driver there, Jace. 10-year-old kid, no person with no arms, 105-year-old woman, or a blind guy?
Well, I have a 10-year-old girl, and I'm pretty sure she could drive better than any of the other ones. So I'm taking the 10-year-old kid.
All right, man.
Okay.
Good for you. All right. Here is your question, and we do play this band on this station with some regularity. But Jeff Gutt is the current lead singer of what rock band?
Jeff Gutt?
Jeff Gutt. Beautiful name. He's the current singer of what rock band? The original singer died a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm. I'll say Seether.
Oh, he's still alive. Stone Temple Pilots.
Stone Temple Pilots. Well done.
Oh, STP. Oh.
That was news to me, too. I was like, really? Have they put out an album with her?
The singer already died, so that was the second one?
First and second.
Oh, God, that's right. I forgot Chester filled in, right. Being a lead singer, apparently, for Stone Temple Pilots, is like playing the drums in Spinal Tap.
Not a good idea.
Yeah.
No.
For a limited time only. Yeah. All right, your question. What is the two-letter postal abbreviation for Missouri?
Missouri.
Yes, Missouri, my bad.
I'm going to say M-O.
You got it.
Nice job.
All those kill me, man. So what, M-E is Maine.
That's correct. M-S is Mississippi.
M-D is Maryland.
M-T is Montana.
That is correct.
M-A, Massachusetts. Are we missing anything?
Did we get M-S, Mississippi?
Mississippi.
M-A,
Mississippi.
Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan.
M-I? M-I, I think.
M-I? Yeah, because Minnesota is
Minnesota.
M-N, yeah.
Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska. Yeah.
Nebraska.
I was just going through alphabetical.
Nebraska.
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, dummy.
Hola.
Hola, Tom. Sober, not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Tom. Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, you're going to pick an Uber driver. Are you going to take the 10-year-old kid, the person with no arms, the 105-year-old woman, or a blind guy?
The 10-year-old driver. Sounds like the best option.
All right, 10-year-old is.
You say that with more confidence than I'm feeling.
Tom, we were going to put an orangutan in there, but then we watched a video of this orangutan taking a golf cart around
He's just cruising
the property in Florida.
And dude, I'm telling you, this orangutan, it's not just driving the golf cart. It understands what it's doing. It takes the turns, but the thing about it, he's got his left arm just hanging out the window.
Probably got a frozen margarita and a cup holder.
Right.
I mean, this thing looks as chill as a driver could be.
Like, if he stopped by, we're like, get in. He'd be like, I trust you.
I would actually trust that orangutan.
Okay, where are we going, man?
You imagine if he ran the drink cart?
That would be awesome.
Oh, man, it's a drink orangutan.
He is heavy-handed. Have you picked anything up yet? Just look at his hands.
He just give heavy pours.
Yeah, 8 down shots, bro, I'm telling you.
And if you don't buy anything, he smacks you.
What's a little nipple tweak?
From the, if you pull his nipple, it's free. Orangutans are known for that kind of thing. Yeah.
Ah, they're just crazy little guys.
You go to the zoo, pull his nipple, and it's like, all right.
God, I feel like that'd be a quick beating.
Oh, my God.
Like, what happened to Ted? Well, he went to the zoo and twisted the nipple of the orangutan.
You're not going to believe the...
beat him to death.
You're not going to believe the corporate email that we just got.
Yeah, what?
Hang on. Odyssey invites you to join their Uber for Business accounts.
Oh, no.
Will it be a 10-year-old kid?
He's not kidding. We literally just got that.
Is that money for that?
I think it's a suggestion that we all get second jobs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, damn. Oh, you misunderstood. Yeah. You're driving for us now.
Yeah, exactly.
We just take 50% of the proceeds.
Right. And your tips.
Yes,
okay.
Right.
Here's your question. J.P. Morgan, powerful banker who helped finance railroads, organized several major corporations. He's said to be the inspiration for what game's mascot?
The Monopoly Man.
One and done.
Yes, indeed, ma'am. All right, before we let you go, it's your one and done. All right, here we go. Left or right? Which ear did Van Gogh cut off?
The left ear?
Back to the over-the-shoulder.
Back to the right-handed.
Yeah, exactly.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Yeah, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast Officer Anthony Hare, that is his name, Anthony Hare of the San Diego Police Department. Now, Officer Hare had been assisting in the arrest of individuals suspected of car theft. Well, one of the suspects was a woman with an outstanding bench warrant. So, all Officer Hare had to do was drive her from the scene to the police station so she could be processed. But the woman, well, she had other ideas. She actually propositioned our hero as she's sitting in the back of the squad car asking him if he's single and saying, quote, I'm down to F right now. Now, Officer Heron asked her not to say such things because his body cam was on and everything is recorded. But that didn't stop her. She's like, whatever, man. I want to have sex with you. Well, at some point, the body cam video, it was turned off. And Officer Hare and the woman, well, they had sex. But the question is, how do we know? Because it's not like he went back and bragged about it. But this is how we find out. You see, he overlooked one very important detail about police cruisers, which is, Ted, if you're in the back, what do the back doors not do from the inside?
Open.
That is correct. Back doors lock from the outside and cannot be opened from the inside. Now, he did not think of this, went back there and had sex. So he had to radio other officers to get his ass out of there. Mm. But when the officers showed up, they questioned, what are you doing? And I kind of like his excuse. He said, look, man, I thought she was having a medical episode, right? So I pulled over onto a residential street under some trees, climbed in the back to assist her. They said, okay. That's a good story. We're just wondering, why is there so much semen everywhere?
Yay.
So no pun intended, he then came clean. Oh my God. He has since resigned. Not fired, but he resigned.
And I want to say the headline I saw on the body cam, she was like, I'm DTF.
Oh, yeah. Dude, she was, yeah. And he's just like, oh, say it, it's being recorded. And then he got to town. But again, yeah, those cruiser doors are open from the inside and the back. Oops.
I mean, that happened at Super Troopers. It's a comedy.
Yeah, fine point. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Aw, oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.